The Nebraska Public Service Commission voted 3-2 on Tuesday to permit the Keystone XL pipeline to cross the state. Afterward, landowners and activists for the environment and tribes gathered to declare their continued opposition. Bold Nebraska posted that rally online, and SDPB's Victoria Wicks listened to bring us this report.
Jane Klebb founded Bold Nebraska specifically to fight the Keystone XL pipeline. She says that fight is not over. She says the Public Service Commission considered two routes for the pipeline and approved the one not preferred by TransCanada, the corporation building the Keystone pipeline system. Klebb notes that the alternative route has not gone through the vetting process. Only the preferred route did. She says that creates a significant legal question at the federal level.
And so this will now have to go back to the State Department. We will make sure that we are joining lawsuits with all of the national environmental groups in order to protect the landowners and the Native American sovereign rights that are still impacted by this decision.
Recently, Klebb became chair of the Nebraska Democratic Party. She notes that two of the PSC commissioners are up for re-election, and she encourages pipeline opponents to run for office. One of the landowners at the rally is Art Tandarup. He learned at the PSC meeting that commissioners chose to permit the pipeline route that affects his land. If they had chosen the other route, it would have missed him. He blames the Trump administration and State Department, who overruled the Obama administration's denial of the federal permit.
How can our government give a foreign corporation the right to come in and take land from their citizens? How can they do that?
Other speakers included Larry Wright Jr., chairman of the Ponca Tribe of Nebraska, and landowner Randy Thompson. TransCanada says the company will evaluate the cost versus benefits of building the line before deciding how to proceed. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.